Just missed. Nature Strip clings on. He's king of the mountain this time. Nature Strip from the fast finishing Mask Crusade.
What an amazing race it was. Our best sprinters going toe-to-toe in the Everest, and Nature Strip prevailed to win the Everest this time for the Chris Waller slot and Chris Waller Racing. And Chris joins us this morning. Congratulations, Chris.
Morning, Warren. Yeah, thanks very much. It was a great thrill.
How did you feel watching the race? Do you even get excited watching such an elite contest?
It's hard to get excited when you know the last 100 metres is going to be tough. So watch it with anticipation and... Yeah, it was. I was Mask Crusader. He was charging that last 50 metres, and I did take a deep breath, I can assure you of that.
He's a seven-year-old Nature Strip now. How do you feel he is at this stage of his career compared to other years that you've had him?
Probably at his best. He's always been fast. He's always been brilliant. But with time, he's just become a more mature horse, and... I think that's the difference now with his consistent form. Someone was telling me earlier today that he hasn't been outside the first two in the last 12 months. So that's a pretty good record to take. And when you're running against the best sprinters, arguably in the world.
You had a lot to do yesterday, a busy day as always. But did you get a chance to appreciate the difference with having a decent crowd and the atmosphere on course yesterday?
Yeah, we were kept well separated from the crowd. They snuck me up on the stage briefly after the race. And it was just magic. It was such a celebration for reward for what everybody in Australia has gone through over the past 18 months. And everyone's got their own stories to tell. It's been so tough. And to have people there at a race meeting... And a big race day, whether it be in Sydney or Melbourne, it was a really special day of racing.
How did you assess Home Affairs running the Everest?
Just not quite ready for that intensity. It's just a different level of racing. He'll get there. Didn't really have a slowdown button that we needed. Glenn just said he wanted to charge. So using up that unnecessary fuel early and mid-stages when you're going toe-for-toe with Eduardo and Nature Strip just didn't quite work out as planned. But he'll bounce back and hopefully we'll get him down for the Coolmore in 2 weeks.
Ray Thomas just outlining where Nature Strip now sits in terms of overall prize money earned in Australia. I heard you on Sky Thoroughbred Central Channel 7 yesterday talking about the likelihood of heading down to Flemington. What's the feeling the next day? How's he come through in the short term?
He's come through it pretty well. He's going to farm, Tim Boland's farm at Limitless Lodge. This morning he's on his way there now. He'll spend 3 days there and come back into the stable. We'll reassess then. But it was always the plan with Mr. Lyons, Rod Lyons, to try and get him to Melbourne for the Melbourne crew. It's been tricky for the owners over the past 18 months, and you've got one of the best horses in the world, and poor buggers can't even get to the races to see him. So, yep, he's in 3 weeks' time. It's always been the plan to be there. He's run there in the last 2 years, and I don't see any reason why he can't be there this year.
You resisted the temptation to run Fangirl in the Flight Stakes, rewarded with a stakes victory yesterday. What did you make of her win?
Thought it was really good. Loved the way she emerged from the pack. Got a little bit lost the last 100 metres, but I think all in all, a pretty encouraging performance. We'll try and get her to Melbourne for Cup Week, but if she's not ready for it, we'll concentrate on the autumn.
Chasing her was Roots. What could the future hold for her?
Could be pretty special. Only a second race start, and she came from last and was very brave going through them. And she's a pretty tidy-looking horse with a bright future, simple as that. So I'd say autumn is when you'll get the best from a horse like her, but certainly one to follow.
Not yesterday, Chris, but during the week you brought out a debutant, Espiona, who looked to be something special. I think it was rain-affected ground on that day. What can you tell us about her?
She's a filly that we've always had a very high opinion of and wasn't quite ready to go to the races last preparation. So we produced her last Wednesday, as you said, and she duly saluted, and I think she's heading in the right direction. So she'll have another run in the spring, possibly in Melbourne. There's a few races we like to target during Cup Week. I think there's a three-year-old fillies race at Flemington. So she could get a trip away and have another run. It would be good towards the autumn with her as well.
How did you assess Great House as what appeared to be brave run in the Caulfield Cup?
Yeah, that's exactly how I saw it. Racing at that level, the intensity, and he was put into the race and asked to be there the whole way and didn't really shirk the task. So I think he'd be up to winning a Hotham if we head that way, and who knows how far he gets from there, whether he does get to the Melbourne Cup or not.
Great vision from the Moonee Valley Club when they've got the amphitheatre to be able to showcase their gallops. I saw some vision of Very Elegant having a gallop there yesterday morning. How is she leading into the Cox Plate?
She's well. So she had a bit of a flat week after the Turnbull. There was nothing significant. Bloods were only fair, but not bad. And they certainly weren't perfect. Soundness-wise, she's great. And appetite-wise, she's better now. She wasn't eating as much as I would have liked after the race, and now she's eating as much as she was going into the Caulfield Cup last year. So I'm pretty confident that she'll bounce back, but I would like to see her work really well on Tuesday morning without flattening her. And if I can get the thumbs up from Damien Lane on Tuesday morning, I'll go into the race with a bit more confidence.
With all that information that you've talked about her appetite and how she was, there was talk about tempo of the race and where she was, etc. On face value, it looked in the Turnbull that she had every chance. How do you rationalise that performance now?
Look, I don't overanalyse things. I just concentrate on the horse. I know they ran very quick, and she might have just been a bit out of her comfort zone through Damien riding it perfectly, but was it perfect for the tempo of the race? I don't know. So look, good horses don't really fail. She did on that occasion. She's much better than that. So that's why I've gone looking for other issues. And whilst it's small percentages, it does make a difference. And, as I said, I want to go into the race on Saturday with heaps of confidence. And I'll let you know how the confidence levels are come Thursday or Friday, I'll give.
How's September run going? We know she's been devastating down the straight at times and perhaps forgive runs at different venues recently. How do you see where September run's at?
Well, she's lost her way since running second, first up in the early autumn or late summer in the Lightnings. She was brilliant there. She was disappointing up the straight in the Newmarket and showed a glimpse of ability a couple of times at Moonee Valley, and Craig Williams said she doesn't really like the valley, so yeah, I think it all comes back to getting her up the straight and hoping we can see her bounce back, because, yeah, she's not the same horse that she was this time last year, but there's no health or soundness reason to say why she's not. So, yeah, let's hope she bounces back once she gets up the straight.
We've seen applications for riders approved to come down here and ride during the spring carnival, and hopefully we're getting to the stage where borders are opening between New South Wales and Victoria. What are you hoping for Cox Plate Day and in particular Cup Week?
It's been really tricky. We don't have a stable rider, but we've got a lot of good riders to call on, and they've been reluctant to sort of take bookings at either place. And obviously with a few jockeys being out in Melbourne, it's meant that a lot of the Melbourne trainers and owners have locked in jockeys. So it's been tricky. So from my perspective, providing it's safe, I'd love to see as many jockeys there as possible. And we want the best jockeys riding the best horses. And that's what the punters want. That's what the people follow racing want. So let's hope there's a way that can be done. I certainly respect it's got to be done properly. And no risks can be taken, but I think just what we're seeing in New South Wales with the opening of Freedom Day, and that people are starting to get a bit more relaxed and prepared to take a few little risks, if we dare say that, when you're talking about people's health. But obviously it's a tricky one, and we're lucky to have good administrators in Victoria, and they'll probably make some changes when they can be made, as soon as they can be made.
You're hopeful that yourself might be able to be down here for Cup Week?
I was. I think we've still got to do a 6-day quarantine, same as jockeys. And those jockeys, they only work twice a week. We can't afford that. Us trainers, we've got to be there 24/7. So, I doubt I'll be down there. But as I said, I hope things do change.
Chris, outstanding yesterday. Great to see the crowds back at Randwick and Nature Strip rewarded with an Everest. He's our best sprinter. He's arguably and probably is the world's best sprinter, and great to see him going as good as he's ever gone, if not better, as a 7-year-old. Congratulations on yesterday. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good man, Warren. Thank you very much.